Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 65. It is Tuesday, February 26th, and we are live here from Indianapolis. I'm your host once again, Brandon Reif, and I am joined by you with Jonathan Birdsong once again. He will be joining us here momentarily. We're bringing you a little bit later of an episode tonight due to some time constrictions. Tonight's episode is just going to be 1 hour only, and then we will also join you on Friday for a two-hour show starting at noon. So we will have a noon special show on Friday. We are very looking forward to that. Lots of things to talk about this evening on the show. We've got the Purdue-IU game from last week. We've got the Zion Williamson injury update. We've got the NCAA tournament push and an NBA update. We're going to get all those things into tonight's show. As we wait for Jonathan to call in, we're going to do a quick ad read, and then we'll be right back into it.
Have you tried the Dollar Shave Club? I love the Dollar Shave Club. It has everything I need to look, feel, and smell my best. And what I've loved even more is the fact I never have to go to a store. That's because Dollar Shave Club delivers everything to me fully stocked and what I use so I don't run out. Here's how it works. Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to get ready. No matter what you're getting ready for, they have you covered head to toe for your hair, your skin, your feet. And they have this new program where they automatically keep you stocked up on the products you use. You determine what you want and when you want it, and it shows up right to your door. Once a month to once every 6 months. That's what I do. I get the Dollar Shave Club. I get their toothpaste. I got their beard oil. Even if I don't have a beard, I would still get it. I got everything. It's awesome. Dollar Shave Club. You may never have to go to a convenience store again to get everything. It comes directly to you. And it's all three products. And right now, they've got a bunch of starter sets you can try for just $5, like the Oral Care Kit. After that, the restocked box ships regular size products at regular price. So what are you waiting for? Get your starter set now for just $5 and join the Dollar Shave Club now. More details at www.dollarshaveclub.com.
All right, we are back, and we are joined by my man, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you this week?
doing all right, man. Good evening.
Good evening. As I filled everybody in, we're doing the quick hour show this evening, coming a little late night action, and then we will come back Friday hot and heavy with a afternoon prime show.
Man, I can't wait.
We'll be competing with daytime talk radio, the likes of Dan Dockich and such.
Yeah, well.
We'll see. I'll tell you who's struggling right now is this Duke Blue Devil team. As we're speaking, there's only about 17 seconds to go, and Duke is down by 3 at Virginia Tech. First, let's dive into that, John. Before we talked last, the Duke Carolina was getting ready to play, and then Zion Williamson had that freak injury. Several people are talking whether he should stay, whether he should sit out, and all that. And then just how much of a – and Duke's lost. They got blown out by Carolina. They struggled on the road at Syracuse. They're struggling tonight at Virginia Tech. Looks like they're going to lose. They're down by 3 with 12 seconds to go. This Duke team – it's a whole different team, it seems like. And they've got three lottery picks on that team, and they're playing this bad.
Yeah, the world went crazy when Zion Williams' shoe blew out, and subsequently everybody chimed in and had an opinion on what Zion Williams should do or what they would do in Zion Williams' shoes. No pun intended. The good thing – you know, it's up to the kid, my personal opinion, to what he wants to do. Everybody from NBA scouts and general managers, and even on this show, we consider Zion Williams to be the number one overall unanimous pick in this upcoming NBA draft. But, you know, it's a little bit deeper for me than that. People have been calling for him to shut it down. Scottie Pippen said for him to shut it down before he even had the injury. And that's bug from a competitive standpoint. To me, it's kind of bug. All these people. I can't remember who was playing, but Caron Butler was on the TV talking about Zion Williamson probably shut it down. I don't know. It seems like the kid doesn't want to shut it down because I think that information would have came or had already come through if he was going to not play for the rest of the season for Duke. He came to Duke to enjoy the college experience and to absorb it rather, and to enjoy it and to potentially try to win get to the Final Four. I can't knock it. I think Duke is doing the right thing. You know, they have them set out a couple games. They are a different team. But, you know, with all these experts saying he shouldn't play or whatever, then you know what, Brandon? Then the number two guy, the number three guy, and the number four guy. They shouldn't all play either, since they know, we all know Cam Reddish is going, but R.J. Barrett, it's probably going two or three. The kid from Murray State, he's probably going to go. It's a toss up between two or three with him as well. So why don't they just shut it down?
Right.
You know, I don't know. I thought it was kind of bug, man. You know, from a competitive spirit standpoint, it wasn't like he tore something or broke something. You know, he tripped. I mean, besides the shoe, right? From a tennis point, I didn't like what I was hearing from athletes who said it's too much for him to risk when we're not living in the world. And I'm not saying that it's good for a team to take an injured player. Teams in the past, in recent memory, have taken injured players as top picks. People look at it and say, hey, I can heal you, or you can be healed or whatnot. But like I said, man, you know, Brandon, we don't live in a world where, you know, a Clark Kellogg world where, you know, a knee tear, you know what I'm saying, takes you from off the court to on the sideline permanently.
Right.
We don't live in that kind of world no more. And flashes of things like I remember – I thought Paul George's career, I know he's that's a bad word on this program to mention his name, right? But I thought Paul George's career was done as far as him being able to play at a higher level just a couple years ago when, you know, the bone popped out of his leg. And hell, this year we're talking about, and how many years ago was that, 3 or 4 years, I think, 3 or 4 years ago? And hell, now, Brandon, we're talking about him as an MVP candidate.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Zion Williamson, I just remember, and I limited it this, man, because I could talk about this for a whole hour. I really could. But Zion Williamson is probably going to sign his NBA. His NBA contract is solidified. He'll be first pick makes between $15 to $18 million, right, for three years. That'll be what it is. You know what I mean? It's kind of set. That's how they did. You know what I mean? You know, 25 years ago. Glenn Robinson came out of school making $60 to $70 million. You know, the NBA shut that crap down.
Right.
The players shut that down. But you know, he's gonna be making between, you know, $15 to $18 million a year. The big money for him is going to be in the irony is going to be in the shoe contract to be signed.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was interesting that that Zion even said that even if this was before the season started, he said this, and I found the clip, that even if the NBA rule was not 1 year of college was in effect, he would have still went to college. Even if the one and done rule would not have happened, he still would have went to college. So I think that says a lot about his character. And it says kind of really what he wants. And really, that's why we haven't really seen anybody like Zion Williamson. And I think it's exciting for him to be coming back. Update from the score, Virginia Tech did beat Duke 77-72. So Duke loses another one. They were number three in the country. I don't see them falling too far just because it's without Zion. I still think they get a number one seed. I think we expect Zion probably the week before the ACC tournament would start, would be my guess.
Absolutely.
That way he gets some of that rust out of him.
Absolutely. And then the other shoe kind of fell for me this week when the conversation turned from Zion Williamson should play or shouldn't play to NCAA, to how the things run is exploitive to these athletes. And albeit, this is not – when the Final Four and all these things rolled out, you know, it was like 25 teams. Now we're up to 65 or I think 68. I take that back. Now we're up to 68 teams that are in, and we know there are millions and millions of dollars that funnel through universities and schools with, you know, and commercialism and everything else. But exploitive, like people, I really don't understand how this. For one, Brandon, let me think. Like for one, multiple, you know, this topic is like more arms than an octopus, right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's not Zion Williamson. The kids, most of the kids that go to Butler, they ain't Zion Williamson. They're gonna use that time, that scholarship, to think about potentially. All guys who play basketball on Division I want to go pro. They do. But all of them ain't going pro, and all of them ain't going to get drafted by the NBA. Heck, all of them ain't going to be able to go overseas. But what they do, right, is use this time to go to school for free and to find what they want to do after life, after basketball is over. So for me, there is a – you know, we always say, what's in it for me? And maybe, and, you know, I'm going to say this tongue-in-cheek, maybe they ain't getting paid, but I know better. I know kids get slid money, or their dad's AAU team get slid money, I could go into some individual stories, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to bust nobody out because then somebody, of course, people categorically deny that ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think this became exploitive because of people's fan hate for Duke. It wasn't exploitive last year when Tua got hurt in football. I mean, Alabama's more beloved as a program than Duke is as a program. And Tua got hurt, and nobody said, hey, man, maybe he should not come back, or even the backup, Jalen Hurts. And I know, you know, people said he couldn't throw, blah, 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 whatever, but you prove the NFL, I always say they don't care about, you know, saying the college, they care about what you do at the combine and what you do in your individual workout, and that kind of determines, you know, then your future. But, Brandon, shouldn't the kid from Clemson who won the national championship, shouldn't he shut it down based on that logic? Should he just shut it down? They just beat Alabama. And I know I know the rules are different for college football as basketball, but shouldn't he just shut it down? What else is for him to do at Clemson next year?
Heisman.
What's that now?
Heisman.
The Heisman versus the national
just
championship.
Saying.
I think
that's the only thing he's got left. FYI, breaking news, Providence misses a wide-open three and a putback at the buzzer, 62-62, heading to overtime at Hinkle. Loser pretty much is out of the NCAA tournament in this game. Butler, Providence heading to overtime, tied at 62. Butler was down by 9 with 90 seconds to go. I just want to throw that out there. So
Butler needs to win. I mean, I know we were talking about Zion Williamson and everything current pro. But Butler needs to win these next four games, regular season game. They need to win at least two.
Mm-hmm.
Very few teams make the NCAA tournament with a sub-500 record, regular season conference record. And Butler, like I said, needs to win at least two of these next four games.
So we've got a lot of basketball going on. We had the Duke-Virginia Tech tonight. We've got the Indiana Hoosiers and Wisconsin going on tonight. Hoosiers on life support if it's not flatlined already. And then we've got Butler. So two teams that are really on the bubble, probably IU worst case than what Butler currently is. A couple things for you, John. And I guess, is there anything left else you want to put a bow on the Zion?
No, like I said, you know, the world's kind of calmed down. It's like I said, the kid's going to seemingly play and stay, you know, and whatnot. And once he's back out there on the court, Duke is obviously a different team. They'll probably make – there'll be no worse than the 2 seed. And he'll get to shoot. He ain't got – but they don't – they all have but like a month left more to play. So,
right.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Staying on the college scene, we will not have Nick Peterson this week. So a couple scheduling conflicts with him. He won't be joining us this week, but he did send us his bracket update. And we did post that up on the website the other night. Also, it's on uploaded on bracketmatrix.com. Current number one seeds, Gonzaga, Duke, Virginia, and Tennessee has fallen out. Kentucky now has hit the number one seed in the Midwest. He's got Tennessee down to a 2 in the South region. Looking locally, the Purdue Boilermakers are still a 3 seed in the Louisville region. Wisconsin, a 4 seed. Michigan State, a 2. Michigan, a 2. Butler was a play-in game against Temple in the 12 spot. And Indiana he has him out currently as we speak. But Nick will be joining us next week on the show. We've got our Bracketology special show that's going to be coming up here in just over about 3 weeks away. And then the NCAA tournament's going to start, and it's going to be up and rampant. A lot going on. Okay, so looking at the Purdue Boilermakers and the Hoosiers, both of them played last week. We talked a little last week. Purdue wins a sloppy game at IU. It was a very sloppy, gritty game, kind of a true rivalry game, not really finesse. Carson Edwards shooting 2 of 75, it seemed like. Romeo Langford had only 14 points, took 6 total shots, 0 in the second half. And this guy's an NBA lottery pick. That's where I'm questioning him. I'm questioning the Indiana Hoosiers coaches. It was a bad, bad look for the Hoosiers at home where they needed one. They had the lead against Purdue. Purdue showed why they're a gritty battle team and did made a comeback against them. What was your thoughts on Purdue IU?
Coming out after that, Purdue, Matt Painter's got, you know, they're all bought in and play, at least playing defense. They know they're not as special. I think Matt Painter knows that they're not as special on offense as some of the guys, as Carson Edwards, the shot selection. Which kind of gives me kind of pause. I don't want to say, hey, Purdue can't make it to the Final Four. But I kind of give them pause against teams that can score. The teams that can score over 60 points. Like, if you do your homework and they have to play and they're faced with a team that can go up and down or the team that has a lot of length, they're going to have a hard time. Because, like I said, Purdue does play great defense. And they're not going to be out of a game ever. But any team with elite level or elite level scoring capability, I kind of give the edge to the other team. When it comes to IU, they are a team going in the opposite direction Fred Glass and this coaching administration, which is Arch Miller, right? If Fred Glass being the AD is where they wanted to be. IU is trying to get back into the blue chip business of always, at least getting to the Sweet 16 or at least getting to at least getting to the Sweet 16. Hell, they're not making a tournament this year. They have to win the Big Ten tournament. They have to. I don't care if they win the next 3 games. They have to win the Big Ten tournament to get into the final to get into the NCAA tournament. They're not playing connected. And you brought up a good thing saying about coaching, to where it's not just Zion Williamson. It's not just Romeo Langford. It's the whole team. Like, they're, it's weird. Like, man, what plays they're calling? He didn't touch the ball, you know.
Not once.
So, is he a pro player, Brandon? I'm still saying he's a pro player. Is he top? Is he a lottery pick? If I was general manager and I was picking after, you know, after the Cam Reddishes and all the world are gone, and after the, I can't remember the kid. I don't want to mess up his name. The kid from Gonzaga.
I can't think of his name.
I don't want to mess up his name. I can spell it. I don't want to mess up his name. But
it's like
anybody.
Hibachi.
Hachimura. Yeah. After those guys.
Hey, he's Hibachi to me.
After those guys are picked, you know what I'm saying? You know, anywhere in the world of between 7 and 15, which I wouldn't, I couldn't necessarily, as our general manager, I necessarily couldn't say that, hey, Romeo Langford is on my radar.
Right now, NBADraft.net, NBADraft.net has Romeo Langford going at number 13 to the Lakers.
Yeah, you lose your Magic Johnson got a tall order anyway. You know what I'm saying, out there in L.A. as far as building a team. But I couldn't see. There's better players. I mean, you don't need a shoot. Who needs a shooting guard that seemingly can't shoot? Or it's not aggressive. Or isn't aggressive. So, tough, like I said, real tough year for IU. I know there's some, you know, there's always help on the way. That's next year. But IU's not the program to be saying next year, you know. So, I don't know, Brandon. I don't know. I mean, everybody seemingly has an opinion, like, you know, or said, you know, that you know, about IU, and it ain't necessarily positive. But it seemingly like the administration doesn't want to do what they kind of need to do. They don't really want to embrace the Indiana past.
Right. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing is I was looking back at the Purdue-Indiana rivalry just itself in the past years. If I tell you out of 9 games Purdue and IU has played, how many has IU won of the last 9 games? What would you guess?
That would mean Tom Crean IU teams too, right?
Yep.
I know.
Yeah, I think some years there's only one game, so this is going back. So.
Yeah. Oh, man, 9 games. I'd say, I'm going to say they've won at least 5.
IU is 1-8 against Purdue in the last 9 games. They've only won one game. It's crazy. Before that, IU won 5 straight. But Purdue has won 8 of the last 9 games against IU, including 5 of the last 6 now. And that's back-to-back sweeps. Last year, Purdue swept them. This year, Purdue swept them. You know, the IU fans, you know, they want a good season. But, you know, as we've talked, they want to beat Purdue, you know.
Right.
And I don't know with Archie how much more, you know, he said we do want to do a climate change or a change of culture. We needed something to change. Well, I didn't see much of a change against Purdue. Maybe for a little bit. They were a little bit hustled a little bit more. But if it means Romeo's not getting shots, I don't understand that. I mean, right now they're down 17-12 with 10 minutes left in the first half against Wisconsin. You know, they just don't. And I'm excited to listen to the second half in Dockage because I like how the insight that he gives kind of on Indiana basketball, and it kind of rips them for the stuff that they're not doing right and all. But like you said, yeah, the Hoosiers have to win the Big Ten tournament if they want any sniff into that. Hell, I think they got to at least win 3 games to get into the NIT, let alone your favorite, your TBI.
TBI, yeah, right.
So we'll see. Purdue's sitting pretty.
Go ahead.
Purdue's sitting pretty. 3 seed right now in the NCAA tournament. I don't think they're getting any higher than the 3 seed because if you look at some of the teams that have been battling for the 3 seeds, Purdue's got 1 loss in their last 4 games since the seeding went out for the first four. Some of those other teams come up. So right now I kind of got them seeded as a four seed, but with room to grow. This Purdue team, I feel, has a driver's seat chance to win the Big Ten. It helped Michigan State beat Michigan at Michigan. Now if Michigan can come back and those two teams can be, they play still each other one more time. Purdue has a schedule that is set up, as I've said in this show previously, to win another Big Ten title. After we didn't think they were going to do much all year. So,
right. Painter's looking like he might be the Big Ten coach of the year, too.
Yeah.
I can't see them giving the B-line. I really can't see them giving the Izzo because, like I said, those guys have kind of been they've had the award bestowed upon them before.
Painter's won it a couple years ago.
Yeah, but
I think Izzo has a chance.
That's when he had a veteran laden team. This is a team that's supposed to be kind of in transition. I'm pretty sure they were supposed to finish preseeded.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Nick had him number 11. Nick had him number 11 in his preview blog on the web on crossroadsports.us. On the website, had him number 11, and I gave him shit for that because.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think they were 11th bad. I thought maybe they were 6, but not 11. I mean, come on now. But, I mean,
you got to give some to Izzo
because you've got Nick Ward is out and Langston's out and you're still finding ways to win. I mean, that's a tall order right there.
Yeah. I'm saying I like Painter's chances over basically anybody else in the Big Ten. Hey, Brent, I got a fantasy question for you. You're the AD. We automatically bestow AD powers for you at IU. Do you fire Archie Miller this year? What's Walter Housley up there baking? What kind of cake is he baking up there in Marquette? And I know Marquette is always, a buzz. You know what I'm saying? They always kind of float around in the top 25. But I know he's not necessarily an Indiana guy, right? He's a Duke guy. But Walter Housley's putting together a nice little resume here where somebody's going to scoop him up. Somebody's going to scoop him up and give him a bigger budget and say, hey, go get us to the Final Four.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I don't get rid of him yet. And the key word is yet. I'm going to give him one more year. I'm going to give a coach 3 years. I always like giving coaches 3 years because you really get to see their own first two recruiting classes compared to playing with whatever was left over at a program. And to see if the kids are actually momentum, you're going to see your offensive efficiency and your defense efficiency either improve or decline. And, right now it's not looking – but there's nothing out there right now for IU to go and get. I mean – honestly, if you're telling me I have to go in today and fire Archie Miller and I get my pick of who I'm going to hire as head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers next, you better make sure it's a good one. Number one, you better make sure it's good with the board. You better make sure it's a good one with the alumni. You better make sure it's a good one with just general Indiana fans in general.
Right.
The only person, John, that I see that they could go out and get and possibly do this with is Dane Fife from Michigan State. That's the only person I see right now I would go out and hire as the next Indiana Hoosiers coach who has a pedigree of playing at Indiana, who's got the pedigree of playing under some tough coaches, Knight and Davis.
Right. Yeah.
And he's coached in the Big Ten.
Right, and he's coaching the Big Ten, absolutely. And you know what? I feel like my pick, Wojo, because I think he's sitting in the big chair, more so than Dane has. Dane would at least, though. So I'll offer you this though. Dane would at least bring back. He would get the band back together, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But this you say, he'd get the band back together. And I'd see Mike Lewis. We probably see Mike Lewis and everybody else come back to be his assistant. And you see a deep Indiana. Let's go get. Indiana kids to come play for Indiana.
Yep. I think you get a lot. I think a lot of kids would want to as well. But here's my thing. If you go back too far, some of these kids growing up now, John, they were in diapers when Dane Fife was playing.
Wow, I know. That's hard to believe, ain't it? Yeah.
It is. It is. So they don't even remember him playing back in the NCAA tournament with A.J. Moye and all them, you know, Tom Coverdale.
He's that bullshit banker, man. That shit was crazy.
Yeah. So if I had to go out and pick a coach right now, I would pick Dane Fife. Mojo. I just don't think IU and them would go that route again because they went that same route with Tom Crean coming from Marquette. I just don't see them going down the same path again because I don't think everybody would be on board. Everybody would be like, oh, here we go again, another Tom Crean, even though he's not. But that's how Indiana fans feel. You know, I don't want to give them shots fired, but Indiana fans are somewhat stupid and they're thick-headed. And they don't think big picture.
Right, and then with Coach K probably getting ready to retire in the next five, who knows? I say 5 years. Hell, he might let it go for another 10. They'd always be like, right, looking over your shoulder because one of those dude guys is going to get that Duke job at some point.
Yeah. So we'll see. But, yeah, if I had to, and I'll be putting a blog up about Dane Fife as my pick for Indiana. I just don't know when it's going to go up because – I don't think Archie right now needs to get fired. I think you give him one more year. This blog may be a
week
for fuckers. But Archie with me, you got one more. So we'll see. Purdue also had a big win at Nebraska over the weekend, which Nebraska is a tough place, even though they're not playing so well. Indiana lost that heartbreaker at Iowa in overtime, and I felt like they had a chance to close that game. It's just those games are just not. They just can't close, as JB would say. You can't close it down.
They don't have good. They don't have great guard play. So you know, we know they got the two NBA. They do have two NBA level talents on their team, with Morgan and Langford, but they don't have great guard play. And that's not a shot at Tennessee. He's a freshman, but they just don't have great guard play at all. And you have to have great guard play in the NCAA to advance.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking ahead, I guess before we shift to the NBA real quick with their stuff, I do want to give a shout out this week. One of my favorite weeks, the history of sports in general. The song should be playing in the background as background music momentarily, but. It's a rich week in Indiana high school basketball. The state tournament starting. We've got, you think of Hoosiers, 15 feet high, or 15 feet long, 10 foot high goals. The movie Hoosiers at sectionals time and around the state of Indiana, 64 sectionals going on. A great time for high school basketball. If you can get to a game. Game started tonight across the country, or across the state, excuse me. They'll continue this Friday. They'll continue tomorrow and Saturday. Shout out to my old alumni, Carroll High School up in Flora. They play tomorrow night against Clinton Prairie, so big shout out to them. Delphi, which is where most of my family went to, shout out to them. They beat Rossville tonight, who was heavily favored to win the sectional and go far, so they upset them. Also, I'd be remiss, John, if I didn't say give a shout out to the Christmas Addicts team. 55-49 winners tonight over Gerwin Catholic, up at Gerwin Catholic. I was listening to on the radio, Sincere McMahon was their leading scorer. The whole team shot 43% from the field. They were up 18 in the game, and then it slipped for the Addicts squad. So shout out to Coach Hawkins and that squad. They do play this Friday night against Brebeuf at 7 p.m. If you get a chance, this is a great week, people, to get out, see your local high school games. this is the best time to watch sectionals. Sectionals, regionals, semi-state, get there. Enjoy it. That's my big rant on IHSAA.
I encourage everybody to go to check out a high school basketball game, to at least go see these kids while it's affordable. Before they go to Division One, or and some of these kids are eventually going to be pros.
Absolutely. Now, if you're not doing anything Friday, hey, I'll head to Brebeuf. I'll head to Gurren Catholic to go see Addicts squad play Friday night. I've got nothing going on.
You got nothing going on. I have to check the schedule.
Yeah, check the schedule. We'll talk. We may have to hit that one up. Take a look at that squad. Looking at the NBA, the Indiana Pacers lost a crappy game last night against the Detroit Pistons. The Pacers have flashes of greatness and with some games, and then they just completely shit the bed in others. What were your thoughts on last night?
You know, DeAndre Drummond goes wild against the Pacers, man. You know, he's a rebounding machine anyway, but it seemingly seems that when he plays the Pacers, man, rebound, he becomes like Dennis Rodman and Hakeem Olajuwon. He gets together and he gets all the rebounds. They're not gonna. We wanted to win all the games after coming out of All-Star break. My hair's not gonna be on fire because we lost to the Detroit Pistons. Without Victor Oladipo, I'm not. Detroit is a bleh team anyway. They're good. You know, they're good enough to beat the Pacers, but not good enough to get in the lottery. So they're kind of bleh. You know. So, you know, on nights when you play certain teams, they're gonna, you know, even though you give your best effort, they might, you know, it's a home game for Detroit, so, you know, and so they feed off the crowd, and as well. So, Blake, hey, we only asked about the game. Blake Griffin crying, whining about he's kind of embraced that city. Or that franchise, man. I don't know. I think he might retire a Piston.
Oh Lord!
I thought. You know, he was. This is going to be a short stay. I think he might even retire a Piston. I don't know about Drummond. If I was NBA executive and I was trying to put together a team, I might call Detroit to see if I can get the services of Andre Drummond. But that again, that's all stuff that has to be answered. You know, over summer. Or whatnot, but like I said, the Pacers was fine. What was this win streak? We won three games before we lost to Detroit.
Yep.
Then the Pacers are fine. That's fine.
Yep, absolutely. Now looking who's not fine, LeBron and the Lakers saying that it's playoff mode time, but the Lakers are still losing.
He came out blazing. The first game, right after All Star game. After the All Star break, they had some defensive inefficiencies, and of course, you know, the camera don't lie, or you know, video packages have shown between ESPN and Fox. You know, LeBron is not the same guy that he was when he played in Miami, definitely, and he's not, you know, I mean, he's not defensively the same guy chasing down, you know, block shots or you know, getting after his own man. You know, it seems like he's taking rest. On
right.
defense, the team can score, but Brandon, you know what? They don't really have anybody special in rim protection. They don't really have anybody special in rebounding, and they definitely don't have anybody special coming off that bench. Hart has disappointed me. Hart that used to play for Villanova, he disappointed me. He started off kind of hot this season, coming off the bench, and now he's kind of falling off the wayside. And then Matt Johnson and Rob Plunkett didn't do this roster any good because they wanted to save money to bring in a secondary superstar. So they didn't invest a lot of money. They didn't re-sign Randle. I'm like, I don't even think Randle broke the bank. Julius Randle, who went to New Orleans, I don't even think he broke the bank with his contract he signed with the Pelicans. And I don't know. No, Brandon, no team wins. Great player, no. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James. No team wins with just one great player.
Yeah, shut down Romeo. Shut him down. Shut down Romeo. He just missed a dunk.
Oh, he got hurt.
And he sort of got hurt. He hurt his and landed very awkwardly with that missed dunk. And then he's limping back to the huddle for a timeout. But why not shut him down? You're not going anywhere. I mean, sorry to get off the topic real quick, but that's another scenario, right? Why don't Romeo and his squad shut him down, his dad? Dokić, I'll tell you this real quick while we're on it. Dan Dokić went all in on Romeo Langford after that Purdue game. But 2 minutes after the game, what was he doing? He was up in the stands with mommy and daddy, talking mommy, daddy. Oh, what are we going to go eat? Laughing and joking. And Dokić saying, that's such a difference between Purdue and IU is back in the day, if you lost, you were pissed. You're with your teammates, and damn it, it stung.
Right.
Now it's just like, oh, let's go get dinner. Let's go do the, you know. Sorry, tangent on that. Back to the NBA. That's just my thoughts on that.
Yeah, get back to the NBA. So the Lakers have somewhat of a mess. The good thing is, Brandon, it's not all gloom and doom. The Spurs lost too. The Kings lost as well. So nothing necessarily, no ground has necessarily been lost. But they need to get it going and get it going fast. But Brandon, the Lakers go on a 4-game win streak or three or even better, 7-game win streak and somehow fall into the 7th or 8th slot. They don't want to be 8th because they're going to get swept.
Right.
So,
here's my question, John. What's your thoughts on LeBron James? You've seen how animated he is on the court. Like the other night, his defender, he just got burnt, and he lifted his arms up in the air by blaming the rest of the teammates. He calls out people in the post press conferences and all that, like, well, if you're a distraction, maybe you shouldn't be playing here, or yada, yada, yada. He's done this several times. And then he goes on Instagram and pretty much – just kind of gives himself his own accolades about on his Instagram post, like, I did this, the first person to do that. Like, I know, but do you have a problem with that? After you call out your teammates.
He plays head games. He plays, man, dude, people give him a hard time because he uses social media, but Kobe Bryant did the same crap. If you can find, video of Kobe Bryant dogging his teammates. But, I don't want to pit one guy against another. LeBron, but that's what he does. I wouldn't be surprised, Brandon, if somehow Kyrie Irving ends up a Laker. I would not be surprised. They're going through a similar situation. Kyrie is playing out of his mind, but guess what? When he plays, the team doesn't win. But he puts up great stats, but everybody else is kind of thrown off. You know, LeBron. Mm-hmm. LeBron played for 16 years. He knows. He feels like he knows better than the coach. And like these dudes are rookies, and with their second year players or even third year players, and they don't. He doesn't. It's a mess. I agree. You're right. It's a mess. And he's trying to do what he's done prior to coming to the Lakers to motivate the team, and it's not working. So
yeah,
it's somewhat of a mess.
Couple things. Thoughts on Ja Rule putting a curse on the T-Wolves after they dogged them during this concert?
Ja Rule can't win for losing, man. I had seen that, and I just started laughing.
I know, right?
Ja Rule can't win for losing, man. You know, 50 Cent and Eminem, too, right? He basically killed this dude's career in the annuals of rap battles from, in the late 90s. And all Ja Rule is basically trying to do, he gets appearance fees, of course, and he has hit records or whatever, but, man.
Firefest.
He can't win for losing, man.
Oh, I thought that was great. I love that. Look at some other quick hitters. Your boy, Robert Kraft, just trying to get a quick hand job in Florida, ends up getting caught up in a sex sting.
I was going to promise no more. I was going to promise no Robert Kraft jokes, and I won't. regardless of my own beliefs about whether prostitution should be legal or not, if it comes to find out that there's human trafficking going on, that's something. Right before the AFC Championship game, man, he had to get, I don't know, he's on pins and needles, man, I don't know.
Stress, man, stress. Had to relieve that stress.
No, Brandon, no Robert Kraft jokes from here from me. People automatically when it went down, people automatically want to say is he going to have to sell the franchise in the same vein that the Clippers owner did when he made racist comments. I don't think. Well, of course Robert Kraft's going to have one of the high power lawyers and try to get him out of it or whatever, but. But people automatically also, compared it to the Ursay situation. But again, Ursay didn't get caught in a sexual, in a sting operation to expose,
right.
Type of behavior.
Yep.
I think I don't know if it comes to find out that Robert Kraft knew that these girls or the situation was underage, and that's going to be something he's going to have to face, and he potentially might have to lose his franchise. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen.
Right. Okay. Speaking on NFL, real quick, Steelers do not franchise Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell will be a free agent. Also, Rooney did meet with Antonio Brown, and both the Steelers and him have agreed that it is time to move on, but Pittsburgh's not going to give him up for nothing. So
correct.
The Bell and Brown era is over. It's time to regroup.
Yep, unfortunately. Yep. They couldn't get their kumbaya moment to come together.
The Browns are talking about the sexual assault with Ben Roethlisberger. That kind
of
hit the wind.
He's been too much of a prick. What's the compensation you get back for Brown? You know,
it's gotta be a first or a second
rounder.
You're
not gonna get a first rounder. No.
You're not getting them.
I couldn't give you a first rounder.
Well, then I want a second rounder. Or you're not getting them. Or you give me you give me two third rounders. Back-to-back years.
Okay, that might get him out of town. But listen, I gave my short list of teams that I could see him going to, and the Colts ain't one of them. Sorry, Colts fans.
I think Washington is the front runner.
Oh, wow, they take everybody right, and you can fool their general manager, owner on whatever. He might, hell, Brandon, you're right. He might even give you a first rounder.
Yeah, he might. You see what he did with RG3.
Yeah, he's a fool. He's a fool. And I'm not saying Browner can't play. I'm not saying he ain't a baller. But he got too much of a mouth and he's too much of a diva.
Yeah.
So, Colts fans, if you are a Colts fan, do you want that here in Indianapolis? The answer is unequivocally no.
Yeah.
Bell either.
Yeah, neither one. But I can see Le'Veon being here. I'm just going to leave that out there still.
Uh-oh.
I think so. Manny Machado, 10-year, $300 million deal with the Padres, pretty much earning $67,000 an hour as he plays for the Padres. So that's what it equals out to.
Wow.
That is crazy. Bryce Harper is not signed yet, but it's coming down to the Dodgers and the Phillies, it looks like, for Harper services. We should know by Friday, possibly during our show, where Harper ends up signing. I think the Dodgers end up with a little bit more of the edge.
I think they'll be the Dodgers in the short term. He seemingly wants to get paid and win, too, where Machado just wants to get paid. Right? I don't particularly like the Yankees organization, but they know baseball, and they laughed at Machado.
Absolutely. Switching things, we got just about under 8 minutes or so left. Walking Dead, did you catch up?
I caught the very last episode where we get to see the new leader of the Whispered Alpha, and she's coming back looking for her daughter. Kind of a slow paced show for the most part. Yep. You know what I mean?
Did you see the one where they did get the daughter? Did you see that episode?
I'm still behind.
Still behind. We can't talk. Uh-oh. We have to talk Friday, I guess. Walking Dead. My goodness.
We got 2 hours to talk about on Friday. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we do. Okay, so Swap and Talk. I got to talk to you about Ric Flair.
I just said, happy birthday, Ric Flair.
70, the big 7-0. Thought they were going to have a celebration last night on Raw. I tuned in. Got Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. You got the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels in the ring. Triple H, and then what happens? You get the return of Batista.
Setting
up Batista, Triple H.
I know they're praying a pretty penny for Dave Batista to come back. even in a one shot WrestleMania. Dave Bautista has shrunk immensely since he's left professional wrestling. If you can find a before and after, you know what I'm saying? Now he's a full fledged movie star, action star. I think, dude, I ain't the biggest Triple H fan. You know this. He ain't in my top 25 WWE champs.
Wow.
But he comes up with good ideas. But I bet you any kind of money, he's going to make Dave's job clean.
Well, Batista's going to win. He always, Triple H is just selling for everybody
now.
By the way, I guess the best meme I saw come out of last night was a picture of Batista there with Ric Flair laying on the ground. And it said in the comments section, look, it looks like Dax made it out. And then it shows Ric Flair breaking away in pieces, like at his head, like in the movie Avengers. That was perfect.
Yeah, like I said,
too perfect.
Happy birthday to Ric Flair. Like you kind of said, there was a lot of his wrestling buddies, both off camera and on camera. Ricky Steamboat is a longtime friend of Ric Flair. It's always good to see Rick the Dragon. Sting's also a good friend and opponent of Ric Flair.
I know you love Sting.
Oh, I love Sting. Love him. He's like, shoot, that's the guy that's in my top five. You know what I mean? With Rick being, you know, as old as he is now, there's a lot of his wrestling buddies that, you know what I'm saying, the off Roddy Piper, Dusty Rhodes that aren't here anymore, that would have added to the celebration last night. But I'm glad they didn't bring in Hulk Hogan, because that kind of did. I mean, him and Ric Flair are not enemies or anything like that. I know they're on screen enemies, right? But that kind of bring Hulk Hogan around, kind of take it away from it. But WWE had a pretty good show. I mean, I watched this piece of the show last night. WWE had a pretty good show. Roman Reigns got the best pops yet. He got the best pops ever. He had to get sick to get over.
That was a very loud ovation when he announced remission. That was awesome.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I am. But he still needs to work. You know, I'm critical. I'm not criticizing. I'm just critical. He still has to work on his mic skills. But his in-ring, it's okay to me. They're obviously going to tease. They're also teasing like one more Shield appearance or whatever.
Before Ambrose leaves.
But like it's like I said, it's good for Roman Reigns. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see? I do want to bring up real quick SmackDown tonight. I don't know if you saw the first any part of it this evening.
No, I don't watch SmackDown.
This will get you fired up. So Daniel Bryan is in the ring. I'll sell it for the people. Daniel Bryan's in the ring. They're doing a contract signing for the WWE Championship at Fastlane, which is the next pay-per-view in 2 weeks, which there's so many pay-per-views now before Mania. It's crazy. Anyways, Kofi Kingston, who we've talked about, has been a journeyman for 11 years, working his way back through the company, finally getting his singles push a little bit and getting ready to get his WWE Championship match with Daniel Bryan. He goes to sign the contract with Stephanie and Shane in the ring, and then old boss's music hits. Vince McMahon. McMahon comes out on stage, says, Kofi, I want to thank you for everything you've done in the last 11 years. You have a great opportunity here, and we're really looking forward to you competing for the WWE title, but it's not going to be this time. Everybody pops, boos, crazy. They gave the title shot. Fastlane, returning superstar tonight, Kevin Owens is back and will be fighting Daniel Bryan for the title at Fastlane. The Kevin Owens Show is back, and I, for one, am happy.
You like Kevin Owens?
I do.
I like him. Kevin Owens. I like Kevin. I think I like Kevin Owens better on Raw, though. Now I got to think about. So what's going? I got to think about. So they're going to take the title. So it's going to be a 3-way dance at WrestleMania.
I would think so. I think Kofi would interfere at Fastlane, because he was obviously pissed and stuff. I think he interferes, and then he will end up being a triple threat, just like the women's title will be a triple threat. Because Ronda Rousey dropped the title supposedly last night, and then Becky Lynch is doing a Stone Cold McMahon era all over again and went to jail. So. It's like 1998 all over again, this time with females.
Yeah. We'll see.
We're trying to get you back. We're less than a month away from getting you back as a WWE guy when Lesnar loses the title. So.
Yeah, I'm ready for All Elite to start. You know that.
By the way.
And with Iron got fired. He must have spine busted Mr. Man too hard behind the curtain. I hope A&E picks him up.
Hey, they brought back Bruce Pritchard.
Who did? WWE?
They did. They just signed him.
He's not a bad booker. You know what I'm saying? He actually is not. He actually has some pretty good ideas. So, but they also got a Abyss and Jeff Jarrett. I don't know how. I don't know why.
be my baby tonight. Any last things, John, before we go? And we'll be back just in a couple days, people. So don't be threatened just because it's an hour tonight.
Yeah, don't be. Right. Happy birthday to Marshall Faulk as well. Was a longtime coach, one-time MVP of the National Football League. I know a lot of people don't have Marshall Faulk in their top five running backs, but guess what, America? He's in mine.
Interesting.
Marshall Faulk is a top five NFL all-time running back.
That's I think that's your Colts. That's your Colts talking there.
We'll talk about it later, but he's playing the Super Bowl. And he's the MVP.
So is top how five. Many other running backs? So is C.J. Anderson. Anyways.
He's not MVP. Come on, man.
No. Terrell Davis. How long did it take him? Hey, is Edgerrin James ever going to get a Hall of Fame?
He should be, but they kind of hold it against him because he never played in the Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah, could be. And they probably say, well, you had so many good players around you. Reggie and Marvin and Peyton, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
But one thing, people here in Indianapolis that are listening, if you get a chance, go around downtown this week. The NFL Combine's in town. Get to see a lot of the players are going to be in the upcoming draft. It's going to be in the league. You're going to see coaches. You're going to see general managers. You're going to see owners, except Robert Kraft. You're going to see all of them just walk in the streets. You're going to see them in the skywalks. You're going to see them in the hotels. It's a great time to be walking around, meet your people, see them, just talking with people. I love this. It's my favorite week to work, and I'm honored where I'm at now that I get to see a whole different side of it again as well. And I've already seen a few names. We'll not mention it right now. I'll wait till after the combine's over to talk a little bit about it. But get out, enjoy the combine. There's events. You can sign up and get free tickets to go into the actual combine in Lucas Oil on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and watch some of the drills. It's a great event for families too. The convention center's got some things going on, but if you get a chance, check out the NFL Combine. It's a great week of NFL here, and it showcases this city like nothing else. And that's my cheap plug for Indianapolis. So, any last things?
All right,
we got 90 seconds.
I'll hold whatever else I got for Friday. I can't wait for Friday's afternoon show.
All right. We will join you once again on Friday, 12 p.m., Crossroads Sports Radio. Until then, take care. We'll see you guys on Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening.
Crossroads Sports.